Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Green. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Mahoney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Osteen. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Claude Osteen. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osteen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Locke. Francona reaches second base with a double. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to third. Two outs. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Francona scores. It's 1-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Schmidt reaches second base with a double. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona fields the ball and throws to McDowell covering. Safe. Schmidt moves to third. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle misplays the ball. That's an error on Kindle. Schmidt scores. Cotter moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin bunts towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Kindle covering, for the out. Cotter moves to third. Osteen moves to second. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Green. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Cotter scores. Osteen scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pearsall scores. Hinton moves to second. It's 4-2, Senators. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-1 in the game. Bright strikes out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cottier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahoney is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Austin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Claude Austin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Austin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Austin strikes out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-2 in the game. Essigian hits a line drive towards third. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-2 in the game. Bright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Tasby. Locke reaches second base with a double. Bright goes all the way around to score. Locke moves to third. It's 5-2, Senators. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Romano to Kindle covering second. The throw back to home, and Locke is out at the plate. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards short. Mahoney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Doc Edwards now catching. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cotter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Cotter reaches third base with a triple. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Osteen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Osteen reaches third base with a triple. Cotter scores. It's 6-2, Senators. Frank Funk now pitching. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Osteen tags and scores. One out. It's 7-2, Senators. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Essegian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-3 in the game. Bright hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahoney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Cubizan pinch hits for Frank Funk. Jack Cubizan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tasby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cubizan moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians too. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney throws to second for 1, and Kindle throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Johnson moves to second. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schmidt strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson scores. It's 8-2, Senators. Claude Osteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osteen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Osteen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cottier moves to third. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hamlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cottier scores. Osteen moves to second. It's 9-2, Senators. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Osteen moves to third. Hamlin moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-3 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.